Now, we talked about knowing your outcome. Outcomes are really important, and we're discussing this a little bit before we actually set an outcome for this program, because I think that's something that we need to do. Why not start out teaching the technologies by actually utilizing them? So we'll actually be setting an outcome for this program in just a little while. But there's one more important piece of information that you need to know before we do that, and that's the difference between a state and an outcome. A state, when I say state, I mean an emotional state, like happiness, or peace of mind, or feeling ecstatic, or feeling, there's negative feelings as well, or feelings that aren't so positive, such as procrastination, or a feeling of sadness. Those are feelings as well. Those are emotional states that we experience. So now there's a difference. I want you to know there's a difference between a state and an outcome. An outcome is something where there's steps required to create it. An outcome or a goal is something where there's steps required to create it, whereas a state, an emotional state, is something that you feel in the now. So there's so many people out there that set goals to feel a certain emotion, and that's crazy, because any emotional state is something that you can have right now. So by setting a goal to experience a certain emotional state, you're simply delaying your ability to feel that emotion. Now let's try this out. You might say, okay, Chris, well, I don't know if that's true or not. Well, let's try it out so you just find out that that is true. So what I want you to do right now is to think of an event that made you sad. Just go ahead and think of a specific event where you felt sad. Just for a moment. We won't do this for long, but I want you to notice what happens. Think of an event where you felt sad. And notice that you can feel that feeling of sadness again, can't you? Right. Okay, now stop, clear the screen, let's change that, we won't make you stay there for long. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think of a time or an event, a specific time or an event where you felt totally happy. Think of a specific time or an event where you just felt really, really happy. And I bet that you can feel that happiness again, can't you? Absolutely you can. So the fact is that you can experience any emotional state that you want, whether it be happiness or confidence or feeling powerful, any emotional state that you want to feel. You can feel and experience that right now by remembering a time when you felt that way. So an emotional state is nothing but an emotion that you can experience in the now. So to put a deadline or to put a date in the future upon which you will feel that state is delaying it, because you can feel it right now by remembering a time in the past when you felt that way. So there's a difference between a state and an outcome. That's an incredibly empowering concept, because what that means is that you are in total, complete control of your emotional state. Now, I know that it's pretty tough if you're going in on a sales call or you're going in some time where you might not feel totally confident to actually have to go back and remember a time where you felt totally confident in order to feel that now. I understand that. So what we're going to do is we're going to teach you some techniques throughout this audio series. You'll be learning some other techniques that will allow you to feel those emotional states at any time you choose without having to actually go back and remember the memory. But the fact is, for right now, what I want you to realize is that an emotional state you can experience in the now. So we'll be teaching you other techniques throughout this tape series that will put you totally in control of your emotional state so you can access those states at any time you choose without having to physically go back and think of the memory. So when you're setting outcomes, remember, don't put feelings in the outcomes. You can have those now, all right? Instead, set it for just something that requires steps to get it. So right now what we need to do is we need to determine an outcome for this program. Like, what's your goal for doing this? You're listening to this audio series for a reason. What is that? What do you want to get from that? And what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up this session by writing that goal down. Now, I want to up the ante a little bit here. I really want to raise the stakes. So when you write this goal, I want you to write it so that if you got the goal, if you actually achieved your outcome, that it would make this the most important audio training series you would ever listen to. Why not? Why not up the ante? Why not increase the stakes? So write the goal for this. What's your outcome for listening to this? Which, when you get that goal, would make this the most important audio series you'd ever listen to. Now, what I want you to do right now is just stop wherever you are and write down your goal. I mean, if you're at home, break out a pen, break out the paper, and go ahead and write that down. So you want to stop the CDs and write it down. If you're driving your car, go ahead, pull over to the side of the road, stop and write it down. I'm serious. Drive, pull over to the side of the road and stop and write it down right now. Remember our commitment. My commitment to you is to teach you the technologies. Your commitment to me is to actually follow through. Take action. You've got to take action in order to make this thing work. I promise you, remember, if you take action and you follow through and you listen to these recordings on a daily basis, you'll find that you will have taken such a quantum leap in terms of your ability to produce results, it'll amaze you. But you've got to take action. So right now, if you're driving your car, stop the car, pull over to the side of the road and write down your goals for this program now.
And until we speak again, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.